You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take us through the weather forecast for the next week, and then maybe a quick look into the end of the month of August and what might come up in the first couple of weeks of September. Thanks so much. Tell me about those time frames, please.
Well, certainly near term here, we're going to be seeing somewhat of a limited amount of rainfall in the southwestern Corn Belt, including Kansas, Missouri, parts of southwestern Illinois, down into the Delta, even southwest Iowa and parts of eastern Nebraska will probably see a limited amount of precipitation here in this first week of the several-week outlook here you want me to cover. I think a lot of that precipitation that's going to occur will be focused on the upper Midwest. So we'll see Minnesota, the parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, some neighboring areas picking up on some significant rain late this coming weekend into early next week, and there'll be a follow-up system probably coming along as we move on into the latter half of next weekend to the following weekend. So we're going to see good conditions across the upper parts of the Midwest. In fact, it'll get maybe a little too wet in a couple of pockets, but the southern parts of the region probably aren't going to see a lot of precipitation, and as a result of that, we will see net drying and some increasing crop stress possibly in a few areas. Now, as we move into the last days of August, it will probably see the precipitation bias still drier than normal in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. I think we're actually going to see that area drying down a little bit longer than what a lot of folks might be expecting. So in September in general, maybe even into the early part of October, we may see less than normal rainfall in the southwestern Corn Belt. Everybody else will probably see near to above average precipitation in September, and we'll also see temperatures cooler than usual in the Great Lakes region, southward into parts of Indiana and Ohio. I think we'll probably see a warm September, though, in the northern and central plains, and that will catch some of the westernmost areas of the Corn Belt, mainly near and to the west of the Missouri River. I think as we move into October, we'll probably see favorable harvest weather across a large part of the Midwest. We're still going to be a little on the moist side in the north and still have some coolness around in the north as well. But really, overall, I think we're just going to continue to reinforce this crop.
All right. If you look around the rest of the planet, what do you see for the northern hemisphere, for the major growing regions and how they might make it into the fall?
Certainly am concerned about the situation in Eastern Europe and parts of the former Soviet Union out there in Ukraine and parts of southwest Russia. These areas, along with most of the Balkan region in southeastern Europe, have seen very little rain and a lot of heat here this summer. A lot of folks were making comparisons to 2003 because that was the last time it was really hot in Europe like it has been this summer. But in 2003, it rained periodically in between the heat waves, and this year has not been the case. It's been very dry since the 1st of July in much of Europe, and we're going to see some very large declines in production, I think, in summer crops like oil seeds and late-season corn as a result of this. Some of the dryness has worked its way into Ukraine here recently. We're going to see a little bit of relief in all of this dry area here over the coming week, but probably fall back into some more drier bias conditions in the following week. Everything is good in China, and India is looking okay for right now, and I don't think there's too many areas we have to be concerned with, but certainly the Europe and then the former Soviet Union area is certainly of great interest right now.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.